the boarded up windows, the empty streets, and my brother's down on his knees. My city of ruins, my city of ruins. Come on, rise up, 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 come on, rise up.
That is Bruce Springsteen, City of Ruins, he wrote to commemorate the dead on 9/11. And we'll start our program out today on our day in history on the September 11th, remembering what happened here in America on September 11th, 2001, and the people who died on that day. We're not really sure how many people really died on that day. There are all kinds of numbers floating around. Some of the major people, the major statistics say 2,996 people died, including 19 hijackers and others who died on that day, and 2,606 in the towers, another 125 at the Pentagon, 44 people in Pennsylvania, and there are now also over 2,500 firefighters and policemen, or more than double the number, who have said they have cancer as a result of their work in cleaning out the debris of 9/11. And that was a period today that really will really be part of our program later in the program, because it is directly related to what President Barack Obama talked about last night. And this is the longest period in American history we've been constantly at war over these last 13 years, and it seems to be escalating again. But remember all those who died, and there are people very close to us here on the Mark Steiner Show who lost people on that day. John Wesley, who was a guest on the show many times and is a dear friend, lost his fiance that day on the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. So it hits very close to home that many people died on that day. And we're going to remember that day here on September the 11th here on this program. And we'll start out our day in history, of course, remembering those who left us. And I think about John Wesley. He was a very dear friend. And when I learned of that story, the tragic story of his saying goodbye to his lovely fiance on that day, saying, "I'll see you later," and they kissed to say goodbye, the next thing he heard was a telephone call saying that she had perished. So that's how close it is to our home here at WEAA. And other things happened on this day in history. Very quickly, before we jump into an interesting conversation we'll be here about the other 9/11, the Christian rebellion that took place. This was the day in 1609 that Henry Hudson stumbled onto Manhattan Island, much to the chagrin of most of the native people living there on that day. This is the day in 1919, U.S. troops invaded Honduras, September the 11th. This could be another September 11th. The U.S. has been involved deeply in Central America, this time at the behest of the banana companies like United Fruit and others, to ensure that the people's rebellions in those nations did not take hold on this day in September 11th. This is the day in September 11th, 1941. The famous Charles Lindbergh, who threw the first solo plane across the Atlantic, had made a speech in Des Moines, Iowa, where he accused the British, the Jews, and the Roosevelt administration of wanting to go to war against Germany, and that the Nazis were really good people, as he wanted us to believe. That happened on this day on September 11th, 1941. And there are many things that happened on this day, but we will leave it there, and we will encourage you all to go to steinershow.org for the rest of this day in history, and we're going to come back with a conversation about the other September 11th. Stay with us.